This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The government official who predicted that the April Consumer Price Index would be a disaster turned out to be more right than wrong today. The increase is the highest in 14 months, and unless things change, we're back to double-digit inflation. George Herman reports.
The Consumer Price Index rose 0.9% in April, representing prices rising during that month at a speed of 11.3% a year. The figures for all of life's necessities were bad. Food bought in stores up 2.4%. Egg prices were down, but other meats, poultry, and fish were up. Beef prices up a record 6.6%. Fresh vegetable prices spurred it even higher, up 9.7% last month, but they're expected to start down again in June or July. There's little hope for beef prices this year, and presidential inflation advisor Robert Strauss says the administration is now considering letting in more cheap foreign beef. Clothing prices rose sharply, for women at least. Their clothes cost 2.5% more last month. Housing costs were up sharply too, as were the costs of natural gas and electricity at home. Not everybody suffers equally from this continuing inflation. The Labor Department says the average after-tax pay of workers over the past few months has risen even faster than the Consumer Price Index. George Herman, CBS News, Washington.
Bill Brock, speaking for the Republican National Committee, called the increase staggering news and said that President Carter should make an about-face on legislative proposals like higher Social Security taxes and new energy taxes. Brock said they will drive up inflation even more. More news after this.
Do you recognize me? No, not my face, dummy, my voice. Here's some hints. I'm a television comedian, I play a mean piano, and I work for Postal Instant Press, PIP. There, you guessed it. I'm Steve Allen. And I'm here to tell you how to get top quality printing without paying an arm and a leg. Simply take your printing needs to Postal Instant Press. Their professional printers put your copy on printing presses and print copies identical to the original while you wait. And when you go to PIP, expect an awful lot, because these PIP people are really good. And why shouldn't they be? PIP started instant printing. They're the pioneers that actually changed the way America buys printing. And that, dear friends, is how Postal Instant Press got to be top banana in the instant printing business.
For quality printing, here's a tip. Always rely on your nearby PIP. They'll print it fast while you wait. Take it to PIP. The printing is great.
Look for PIP or Postal Instant Press in the yellow pages under printers.
The NATO summit conference ended in Washington today on the same note it began with, the Soviet threat. President Carter sent the dignitaries home with the kind of pledge they've always sought. Lee Thornton reports.
President Carter said the United States is prepared to go to war to defend the NATO area against attack by the Soviets. Let there be no misunderstanding, the president said. The United States is prepared to use all the forces necessary. Mr. Carter said an attack on Europe would have the full consequences of an attack on the United States. That speech continued the tough line President Carter has taken during this two-day summit. But tonight, when it was all over, he restricted his comments to the summit, calling it a productive and constructive meeting.
I feel much better about what NATO is, what it can be. And I think the potential frictions that arise among autonomous peoples, individualistic and proud, have been minimized.
While that may be true of the alliance, even administration officials admit Mr. Carter's tough criticism of the Soviets has increased tensions between the two superpowers. Lee Thornton, CBS News, The White House.
It may seem inconceivable here in the West, but the president of Czechoslovakia thanked the president of the Soviet Union today for invading Czechoslovakia in 1968. It happened today in the course of Leonid Brezhnev's visit to Prague, as the two men shared the same platform. Brezhnev spoke warmly of the present Czech government, considerably less warmly of the United States. Bernard Redmont listened to the speech in Moscow and has this report.
Brezhnev asserted that political circles in the West were openly trying to return, if not to the Cold War, then at least to a chilly war. He charged that NATO countries were trying to divert attention from what he called the cynical character of the French and Belgian paratroop drop into Zaire by blaming the Soviet Union and Cuba. The 71-year-old Soviet leader spoke haltingly and slurred his words during the half-hour speech, but his meaning was clear and blunt. There was an embarrassing technical failure when part of the address was blacked out on the Eastern nations' television networks from Prague to Moscow, and Soviet officials were reported to be angry about it. The entire speech did go out on radio. Bernard Redmont, CBS News, Moscow.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
If you're an investor looking for high interest income, you usually have to take some high risks along with it. Because if you want a low risk, you usually have to settle for low yield as well. But Dean Witter Reynolds can help you change all that by helping you get high yields with low risk. How can Dean Witter Reynolds do it? We'd like to suggest three different ways. One, Ginnie Mae's.
Ginnie Mae's?
Government National Mortgage Association issues that can yield up to 8.5% and guaranteed by the U.S. government. Two, high-quality corporate preferred stocks, giving you 8% and more and backed by the resources of major U.S. corporations. Three, municipal bonds with tax-free yields that may be equivalent to up to 10 or 12% interest.
10 or 12%?
Depending on your tax bracket. If you're looking for high returns with low risk, call or stop in at any of the 220 offices of Dean Witter Reynolds.
The Supreme Court ruled today that police are acting within constitutional bounds when they search a news office for evidence and have a warrant to do it. It's a controversial decision involving freedom of the press, and Fred Graham has more on it.
The decision grew out of an unannounced raid by police officers with a search warrant on the Stanford University newspaper in a search for unpublished photographs of a student demonstration. Lower courts had held that this was a violation of freedom of the press, but today the Supreme Court overturned that by a 5-3 decision. The majority said that nothing in the First Amendment gives the press more protection from police searches than anyone else. The current editor of the Stanford Daily, David Ansley, agreed with the dissenting justices that this may chill free expression.
It will be much harder for a reporter to gather information from a confidential source. That confidential source will be concerned that what he says might appear in police hands and may not be as free to talk to the reporter as he might normally be.
The decision provoked dismay among many journalists, but it may not in the end produce much evidence for police raiding parties. Some journalists were already discussing where, outside the newsroom, to hide their confidential files. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
Wall Street in a moment.
Is this the place I go to ship a package to Fargo, North Dakota?
Yes, this is the place.
Well, can you get it on the next plane? Why are you smiling like that?
See that plane taking off?
Yes.
That was the next plane to Fargo, North Dakota.
At Emory, you don't miss the boat when you miss the plane. Because we're on practically every airline that carries freight, and we have a fleet of chartered planes waiting in the wings. So even if you miss one plane, there'll always be another.
Hello, Emory? Help.
Emory, the Air Force in air freight.
Don Knotts for Mail Gramp.
You know, it's hard to get people to a party in Hollywood these days, but I found a way. I called Western Union and sent every starlet on my list a Mail Gramp message. Everybody into the pool! The old impact of a telegram at a fraction of the cost really turned them out. It was a night to remember until my big deal neighbor threw us out of his pool.
The next time you throw a party, call Western Union and send Mailgram invitations.
Stocks higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 841, up 6.41. The average price per share was up 13 cents on the New York Exchange, volume 29 million. The average price was up 4 cents on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.